Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar every day. Then rebroadcast it to all on your contact. Welcome also to Monday, the 27th day in January 2025. Now, please open your hand and your heart to receive what God has sent our way today. Be saying, Amen, I receive it. I pray for you. Today shall open for you on time. Every door you knock shall be open. God will direct your path to greater greatness, to greater accomplishment. If you have your oil nearby, please take the oil and anoint your tongue. If you don't have it there, do so later. I prophesy, your tongue receive fire. Every word you utter shall carry the power of God. You will experience progress beyond ordinary. Who is this? You are about to experience a very strong connection. God shall bring a great connection your way in the name of Jesus. I am hearing and I am seeing in my spirit the word next level, next level. How many listeners desire next level today? God said, I should ask you to tell him the next level you want. Where, which, and when do you desire the next level? So pray quietly to God where you are and say, I receive grace for my next level in this, in that. Describe your miracle. Describe the next level you want. I desire the next level in business, in career, academics, in ministry, in my industry, in my pursuit, in my marital destiny. Go on, go on. Describe the exact next level you want for yourself, for your children. Numbers 14:28. God's word says, as I hear you say in my ears, so will I do. Describe the next level you want. In that country, mention your country. In that industry, mention your industry. Say, I move to my next level. In my education, in my calling, in ministry, in my assignment, I move to my next level by grace. I move to my new level by grace. Say it again and again. Now, let me pray for you. I prophesy, it shall happen as you have described it. You will not have less. In fact, you will have more in Jesus' name. Say, Amen, I receive it. Say it again, it shall be so. I want to prophesy over business outfits today. Your over careers, platforms, network, educational programs, over project, and over your family. What can you find around you there to use as a point of contact? Take that thing out. Maybe your business card, identity card, matric number for student, letterheads, incorporation certificate, your product, items, document, invoice booklet, message notebook for pastor. Look for something, then family photograph. If you can't locate them immediately now, receive the prayers all the same. But when you can, locate them, raise them up, play this message back again. Raise them and let me pray. I prophesy, all that you raised up now, receive divine intervention. Oh yes, you shall have your dream result. This is your year of unhindered progress. Your destiny helpers will arise up on time. God Almighty shall help you out and give you mega success in all you do. Say, Amen, I receive it. Yes, use those things in your hands as a wave offering to God Almighty. Anoint them also. Your testimony shall follow in Jesus' name. January 27th celebrant, your birthday prayers. You are blessed. Your new age is blessed. Oh, God will put his shine on you. You will live to fulfill your purpose in Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Listeners, the whole of this week is still for teachings using questions and situations that people are sending in. Send yours also. Please listen, learn, and apply. First issue today, my daughter is married to a pastor in a well-known church, but the pastor went to impregnate another lady. And when the thing got known by the church demoted him. But now he goes to the lady, and anytime he comes back home, he may not even talk to my daughter. Can my daughter divorce him and pack out? Wow. This still boils down to infidelity in marriage, which is so pervasive in our generation of younger generation. But it is so disturbing for the so-called pastor to do this. Even if the pastor removes him from being a pastor in the church, it does not solve the problem. The problem is foundational and fundamental. This man was promiscuous before your daughter agreed to marry him. I am sure your daughter was just one of the many girlfriends the man had then before their wedding. She ought to have seen that in him and quit the relationship. Character is like pregnancy. It cannot be hidden for long. Your daughter ought to have seen that. But now it has happened. Let the two families meet over this issue. Let him come out boldly before his family and yours to say what exactly he wants to do. Is he going to accept the child and let go the other woman? Or does he want to become a polygamist or want the marriage dissolved? Let the family be involved. Marriage is a family affair. If he says he wants a divorce, then we know he's the one walking out of the marriage. Then your daughter, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 15, is then free to move on with his life. If he sincerely repents and put his life in order, then let the marriage continue. But please console your daughter. Let's hear what this man wants to do. Take it off from there. Again, this is not an easy matter. May God guide our daughters and even our sons as well, so that they make the right decision of choice in marriage. Next, hello, sir. After the death of my husband, I was told I must bring the corpse to the village for burial, according to tradition. But my late husband told the children to bury him in the city, where he's not only a pastor, but the founding pastor of the church. So we went to appeal to them in the village to let us bury my husband in the city. And whatever be their demands, we'll give them. They refused. My late husband has no house in the village. Please, man of God, advise me on what to do. I have prayed and fasted, yet they refuse. Can I go back and plead with them? They said if I ignore their command, that something negative will happen. Wow, tradition and culture versus Christianity there. How I wish your late husband wrote that instruction and signed it before his demise. I know that in certain cultures, the tradition is so strong, especially when it comes to burial of their son outside of the village. But it cannot be stronger than what your late husband had written and has prepared and signed if he made a will. My take is that his will, the will of your late husband, should be respected, especially as the founding pastor of the church. He has connected to another covenant stronger than the village tradition. Village tradition mostly are idol worship and ritual connected. They will even bring you and your children into some initiation if care is not taken. Let a carefully selected elders from the church go and plead with them again. If they agree, fine. But if they still refuse, bury your husband according to his wish. Respect his wish. If they don't agree, nothing will happen. If truly you are Christians, no evil will befall you or your children. While there's always a clash between our faith and the evil culture and tradition from where many of us came out from. Next, sir, on the issue of intimacy between husband and wife during fasting, the Bible says the two should agree to abstain. But if the man does not agree, can the woman go ahead, take her stand, and deny the husband? Wow, this issue again. Let me start by saying Apostle Paul's injunction in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 5, that husband and wife should not defraud themselves, but abstain during fasting. We work perfectly well between two believers with the same understanding and Christian practice. That is why I counsel that in marriage, do not cross religion, faith, or even doctrinal lines. If the husband does not have the same faith and belief with the wife, it will be difficult for the wife to stand against the husband's wish in this area. That may be the beginning of trouble in their marriage. My take on this for such a wife is, do not deny your husband. Do your fasting during day, give him what he wants during night. You have already married him. Pray that God will touch his heart, and he will also come to know to the knowledge of Christ and then the understanding of the Bible, or at least respect your witch according to your own faith. Again, for singles, all this should be well discussed and agreed before you decide to marry a man. Once you marry a man, the Bible says you do not have control over your own body anymore, especially when it comes to issues like this. Next, sir, I want to be receiving your teachings directly earlier than the person forwarding it, so I can also forward the same early. Oh, that's good. Simple. Number one, search for Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel on Telegram. You will see it. Tap join. Or go to the Play Store. Go to Play Store and install our app. Number three, send a WhatsApp message. Or please register me to +234 809 777 557 and follow the instructions that will be sent. Any of the three. Do so now. And all listeners receiving Turning Point through someone else forwarding it to you, follow the instructions I just gave now. Register directly with us. Let us be the one sending it to you from our system, our Telegram platform especially. It will get to you 12 midnight daily. That is much more better. Do so now. Again, I appeal today to all listeners that have not subscribed to our YouTube and Facebook platform. Do so today. If I do so now, let's grow the youth, let's grow our YouTube and Facebook platform. And it is easy. Go to your YouTube or Facebook, search for The Real Femi Emmanuel. You will see it. Subscribe and turn on notification, or like on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Do so now. The word real is R-E-L. Search for The Real Femi Emmanuel. Subscribe and like. Thank you for doing so. Please rebroadcast this to all your contacts. Join us later this evening for the Monday's edition of our live broadcast. Time is 8 to 9 p.m. Nigeria time. And then our radio broadcast too. Join us on our daily radio broadcast on our YouTube. Subscribe to the YouTube. It is called Turning Point on Radio. Wherever you are in the whole world, you can get it. Month is ending. If you are a monthly tither, battle, Thanksgiving, partnership commitment, and the 111 seed we are sowing this month, do so, and God give you the grace. If you want us to send you the commission's account, send a chat, or please send me the commission's account to +234 809 789 4000. Do so now. I prophesy to everyone's life, you will do well, you will do great. God Almighty will give you a divine backup. What God cannot do does not exist. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. TPDF, answer me. Truly blessed. Bye.